Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Do you know your PI score? PI, or your Personal Activity Intelligence Score, is a scientifically backed data point that measures the impact of your physical activity on your heart. Far more than just your steps, by the way. And some say that managing their PI score has helped them lose 15 pounds, lower blood pressure in 8 months, provided more energy, less stress, even better sleep. Health services company Cigna has announced a new partnership with health software developer PI Health to launch what they say is the world's first health insurance that harnesses your PI score with wearable technology that measures it. The aim is to make your insurance cover more affordable, with coverage that's tailored to your behavior and lifestyle. The partnership is also part of ongoing efforts to be less reactive and more proactive in terms of partnering with their customers to improve health. Let's find out more with Julian Mengual, CEO, Southeast Asia and Regional Health Solutions at Cigna International. Good morning, Julian.
Good morning, Michelle. It's an absolute pleasure to have a chance to chat with you today.
And you. This is fascinating. So how does this work, and how does Cigna hope to achieve? What do you hope to achieve with this partnership with PI Health?
Yeah, well, understandably, as you can imagine, against the backdrop of COVID-19, health has really become front of mind, with all of us reminded, sadly, of our own mortality. So really, in the last 18 months, we've increasingly seen people becoming driven to take responsibility for their own health, as their awareness of the importance of this has grown. And we do 360-degree wellness surveys regularly, where we track the relative importance of different types of health on people. And what we found is that physical and mental health has now become more important than what used to be the key measure, which is financial health. So what we're trying to do here is really get people to take ownership for their health, and really give a more personalized experience that's in line with the trend. So we're using data science, these connected devices, especially, as you say, wearables, which have a big role in shaping consumer health and the future of health insurance. And what PI enables us to do is get ahead of the trend, really, and start to provide personalized preventative information around people's lifestyle, the management of their diseases. And we can use these insights not only to shape different products, but we also, in the longer term, to really start to use that to support members and customers at their time of, not at their time of need anymore, so i.e. when an event happens, but more preventatively, as we start to see trends in their health and how that's emerging. What we can start to do is identify that and really address them before they become serious. And so this is really exciting. And just to add, the reason we chose Singapore is clearly there's been so much work on the Smart City National Agenda. We've also seen the National Steps Challenge. So that sort of promotion of health and wellness really fits with what we're trying to do. So we felt Singapore is also a great place to do this alongside PI Health.
Well, we're all about financial health on this show. So really fascinating, because what you're doing is marrying financial health and actual physical health. And I guess the heart of the question is, does what your tie-up mean? What does it mean for the pricing of my individual health insurance? Does this mean it will be dynamic and vary with the information that my wearable tracker shares with Cigna?
That's absolutely the intent. So we want to use this technology to incentivize healthy behaviors. And so while we embrace it as a healthcare provider, because it enables us to assess risks differently, it enables us to be more relevant to policyholders and members of the plans, it enables us to engage with them in a much more relevant way, and something that really responds directly to the needs of those people. From a customer point of view, not only can they self-monitor their health, so, you know, proactively make changes, what also enables us to do is start to actually adjust plan designs and also adjust people's premium levels based on their PI activity. So in effect, as I take proactive steps to manage my health and therefore my well-being, I'm also being rewarded for doing so.
So it is indeed a dynamic individual health insurance scheme.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Put simply, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about how this technology, this wearable tech, incentivizes healthy behaviors across a policy lifetime?
Yeah, so as part of the wearables-based program, any Singaporean who chooses to join will be invited to share some of their activity data over a period initially of, say, 30 days. During that period, we will have access to a PI Health dashboard, so the PI score that you mentioned at the start of the program, and that tracks their PI score, but it also translates it into the health of your heart and also just your ongoing activity. So in effect, you will see your PI score and your activity levels throughout. And what we will then do is obviously, one, encourage you, motivate you and reward you. And the encouragement is that keeping a track of how you're doing, interacting with you in a relevant manner. But secondly, we can start on the back of that to adjust premiums, but also tailor the coverage that the individual has. And again, as we do this, one, it's making it easier for someone to purchase health insurance up front using activity data, but then actually to be able to track that over time in a very informed way. And clearly, as the products evolve, we can share more information with consumers, engage further, evolve into the use of sleep data, etc., with the aim always of increasing the value to the consumer. And really, most importantly, it's not about Cigna telling an individual how to live their life, mm-hmm. but empowering those individuals to take up the lifestyle they want and being able and enabled to do so through the use of PI scores and other elements.
Help us understand the application of the PI score. Does Cigna apply the wearable technology and the score to insurance underwriting and assessing risks?
Yes, we do. So up front, when we accept risk from a new customer, we will use some of the traditional underwriting methodologies that insurers would use, but we supplement and complement that with 30 days of health data. And so we will use that data, how much you exercise, quality of your health, to also look at how we can make the premiums more affordable and reward those individuals who want to live a healthier life and empower them to do so. So we do it at the front of the product in terms of underwriting there, and we continue to track it over the life of the policy and reward customers accordingly in terms of the premiums they pay and the plan designs that they have.
All right. Tell us a little bit about wearable technologies and how you see this impacting the insurance industry moving ahead, Julian.
Yeah, wearable technology, in my mind, has the potential to transform the insurance industry. And it's really important in this day and age where digital has become so dominant and accelerating in usage that we are leveraging this in the best possible way to create value. And that comes from the customer journey, because we're now empowering not only ourselves, but the insured individuals with valuable knowledge. Wearable technologies themselves and the data they generate can be used in multiple ways to improve customer experience. There's the real-time nature of the data. In the past, insurers would react to maybe a medical report or some information in a claim 30, 60, 90 days afterwards or in the future. Here, we've got real-time data that enables us to engage consumers in an increasingly tailored and relevant way. It also empowers the individuals. And as a health service provider, we can leverage the analysis of that data, not only to personalize, but also to build clinical and wellness solutions that are really aimed to improve the health outcomes for our customers and center of care around those individuals' needs. These personalized treatments, ongoing monitoring of conditions, can also reduce the need for extended hospital stays, the need for particular tests, because we already have so much information. And with the insights into someone's health, we're able to drive more efficient and simplified underwriting to make the purchase of health insurance easier, but also we're able to deliver health cover that's more aligned. And I just see this growing over time. So today we'll use that data point in certain ways, mm-hmm. but of course in the future we'll be able to supplement that. So you start to move into the quality of someone's sleep. How can we increase that? And the build out of other data points and solutions, using people's, not only their wearable data, but then aligning that with their patient data and other pieces of information to create even more relevance and value over time, of course, with the consent of the consumer themselves.
What have some challenges been on the roadmap to rolling this out? I mean, health data can be sensitive. There's a lot of emphasis these days on protecting user privacy. Are there any potential challenges you see in rolling out widespread adoption of wearable technology in the field of insurance?
Yeah, I think there's three challenges to the adoption of wearables in insurance. The first, which is becoming easier and easier, but as a start point, was typically this technology in the past was very expensive. So the affordability challenge for consumers. But over time, what we've seen is the price of wearables are now declining and more consumers are having access to them via watch devices, but also the use of even without wearables, their mobile tech. So that's the first. The second has been, as we have more and more data than we've ever had before, how do we, and the wearable data has advanced significantly, given the range of data we have, how we marry it all together. So the integration of patient information, wearable technology, and diagnostic programs that hospitals would use. So how we put all that together effectively is the second challenge. And the third, which is probably most common in the financial media, would be concerns around data collection and privacy, which I fully understand. And so from my point of view on this would be quite simple. For consumers to be willing to share data with an insurer, mm-hmm. it's important that the insurer builds trust and ensures that the data is used in creating clear value for consumers in appropriate ways. And when we've asked consumers about their attitude to this, we're told most consumers are very willing to share their health information with insurers as long as it's creating the value for them. And so aside from motivating wearers to lead healthier lifestyles, the ultimate goal for us in the healthcare industry of using the wearable technology is really to increase the efficiency in healthcare, mm-hmm. allow for early diagnosis of potential illnesses, and really ultimately to deliver better patient outcomes and improve the health and well-being of the communities that we serve.
Fascinating. And what's your PIE score, Julian?
I haven't signed up yet, but I will. But I am a high wearable user. And actually this morning I did do a hill run and a 10K hike before this interview. So don't worry, I am living what we talk about. I'm living what we preach.
Fascinating. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Apparently, maintaining 100 PI or more is strongly associated with reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease mortality by about 25%. So I'm keen to find out what my PI score is. Thank you very much, Julian, for joining us here, finding out more about the work of global health company Cigna, which, by the way, is ranked number 13 on the 2020 Fortune 500 list.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.